Approximately 300,000 people ride the Long Island Rail Road each weekday. And if a strike occurs, there still isn't a clear plan for the commuters who'll be trying to get to work. The MTA has begun planning buses, but officials say that it's not a feasible solution for such a large amount of people. Mark Epstein is chair of the Long Island Railroad Commuter Council.
We don't want emergency medical care workers not going to work. We don't want construction workers not going to work. We don't want to shut down the economic engine of New York City or Long Island over this disagreement. So riders want both parties to sit down at the table and just work this out so that we can get to work.
Epstein says commuters should already be preparing for a strike by asking employers if either they'll be able to work from home or if alternate transportation will be provided. The current MTA offer includes a 17% raise spread out over 7 years. But workers want the 17% spread out over 6 years. The MTA wants the unions to contribute more to the cost of health insurance, and they also want to make new hires work longer before getting a full pension. The unions broke off negotiations Friday, saying the MTA offer was worth only half of what they demand. For WSHU News, I'm Gabrielle Fonrouge.